Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. Dunkin' Cold K Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee.
Okay.
God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. This is a podcast. I can see you. My audience cannot. And I can tell right away this is going to be an interesting interview. You seem like a fascinating person to me. You're very attractive, very exotic. You have, there's a lot going on right now. You seem, I'm getting a goth vibe from you. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's describe your goth look a little bit. Are you into the goth world? Is that your thing?
Yes, I guess you can say that.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 30 years old. I live in Chicago. I was born and raised here. I love to travel. I love going to haunted houses and so much.
Here we go. I love how he was like, I'm looking at you and you're all dressed in black and your hair is jet black. And as I said, you're a very attractive person, but I'm getting this strong, aren't you getting sort of a strong Halloween vibe almost?
Yes.
And then, I asked you and you're like, well, I'm 30 and this and that, and it's all very normal. And I love haunted houses. And I'm like, okay, that's telling me a lot right there.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I know we don't describe what happens in your room, but there are two of the creepiest masks I've ever seen right behind you.
Yeah, hanging on the wall are two.
Monkey and that clown.
Yeah, a monkey mask and a clown mask, and they look like they're from the 1930s or 40s or something, and they're scary as hell.
I know.
They really are. Are you a murderer? Is that what you do?
Well, let's see. I've never murdered anything, but I do collect dead animals as well.
Oh my!
Oh my God.
You're holding up right now. Let me describe for the listener. Nancy is holding up a jar that had some kind of a creature in it. What is that creature in the jar?
So it's actually a cat, and it is. It's a diaponite specimen. So it is clear stained, and it is dyed as well, and.
It's a gelatinous cat skeleton, and there's been a dye injected into it, and the bones are all blue.
Blue and a tint of pink. So I collect taxidermy. I collect wet specimens, along with my husband, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Couldn't do it without him.
Yeah, funny how we hear about him, but we don't see him. In fact, no one's seen him for years. Oh, there he is. Oh, hi, husband. Good to see
you. Yeah, you as well.
Okay, here's my job. My job is to keep you guys talking until the FBI can show up.
We want to thoroughly
look through your basement, and we're wondering why there are those exotic butterflies everywhere. What's going on with you guys? You seem like ghouls. You seem like otherworldly ghouls.
Yeah, that's fair.
Tell us, Nancy, what do you guys do for a living? What's your bag, man?
So, what we do for a living is we are actually haunted house reviewers in the Chicagoland area for the Scare Factor.
Oh, wait, you you review haunted houses?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not enough that other people can go to a haunted house and just write a Yelp review. You're the real people that say, is this haunted house worth your time or not?
Pretty much, yeah. We break it down from how great, how scary, how well the entertainment is inside, outside, customer service. We break it down for you.
What customer service is there at a haunted house?
Well, you know, you got to talk to someone. You got to pay. So if you can get, like, all the signs are out, everything like that. If
you want to
make sure that you're going to the right place and you're not led to a murderer's house, like, you know, our house or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, you want to. OK, got it. Because there are some people who say they run a haunted house and really it's just a place to butcher people. Got it. OK, so this is the thing. You guys, how do you become an expert reviewer of haunted houses? How did that happen for you?
Well, we started going to haunted houses. We were big haunt enthusiasts for a few years. Then we just saw an ad. Hey, are you guys interested in, is anyone interested in becoming a haunt reviewer? And we decided to take the jump. And this is where we are now. We're 4 years into it. We're very happy with the company we're with. We're getting to know a lot of people from around the country, and it's just been really fun.
Nancy, first of all, your husband's name is?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mario.
Mario.
Mario. Okay. It's Nancy and Mario. And Mario, I think you have a year at best, and then you'll be moldering under the floorboards. I swear to God, she's going to turn on you. Yeah, yeah. You are her ninth husband in 2 years. they call her the Black Widow, and I'm glad that you finally figured
it out.
That's
the only casino game slot machine she was good at.
Yeah, exactly.
It was called Black Widow. You're right.
What a coincidence.
Listen, Nancy, I have so many questions. First of all, you say you review haunted houses. Does that mean you walk through the haunted house and you say, I liked it when the ghost came out, but when the skull dropped out of the ceiling, the skull wasn't to actual size, and one eye was glowing, but the other one wasn't, so I'm taking a half star off for that. Is that the kind of stuff you do?
That's pretty much it. A little bit more detailed, but you pretty much got it.
In lamest terms, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, tell me, what are the classic things that happen in a haunted house? It's been a while since I've been to one. What are the classic features of your standard haunted house? Go.
It's always going to be a clown room. There's always going to be a clown section. I mean, a lot of people are afraid of clowns. And there's also going to be a doll room somewhere.
So there's going to be a clown room. I'm writing this down. Clown room, doll room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other kind of rooms are there?
What are we looking at? A lot of...
are there ghost rooms? Are there zombie rooms?
Zombies are a big thing. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, zombies are... I mean, every other show on television is about a zombie.
Yeah.
There's even one now where two zombies have to raise kids together. I mean, it's ridiculous how many zombie shows there
zombies
are.
Zombies have to raise kids together.
Yeah, it's a sitcom, I'm pretty sure.
one thing is they'll never die, so.
Right. So here's my question, Nancy. Those are all the different elements. Do you criticize, like, if the mechanical stuff isn't working great? Are you criticizing the performance of the clowns that jump out at you?
Yes, yes. All of that we do. I know there's sometimes issues where we talk to the owners afterwards, like, hey, we did notice a few things, and they'll let us know, like, well, something happened during this, customer bumped into it, or along the lines of that. So depending on the situation, we sometimes don't mention that. So we
Have you ever gone to a haunted house and afterwards you're talking to the owner and you're saying, you know what, in the clown room, the clowns didn't seem so much scary as they seemed sad, like depressed. Or you'll notice that in the doll room, the dolls weren't sort of haunting. You know, they seemed, you know, just bored, you know, that kind of thing.
We have seen that, yes. And sometimes it either depends on we didn't have enough actors to work the room, or again, like, depending on the situation, we'll kind of take that into consideration and we'll just kind of write it off, or just, hey, this happened, there was an issue, that was our experience. Because it could be from one night to another where everyone has a different experience. We just talk about our personal experience.
Okay, so it's incredible that you two found each other. Because when you think about it, what are the odds that Nancy, you would meet Mario, and both of you have a passion in life for reviewing haunted houses?
Our first date was actually at a Valentine's haunted house.
Of course it was. Of course it was, Mario. You don't have to tell me that you met at a haunted house. I didn't think you guys were at a clam bake together, wearing Bermuda shorts, and you both reached for the same shrimp boat, and then it happened that you both love to review haunted houses. Of course you met at a haunted house! Mario?
Just thought it was worth mentioning.
It didn't need mentioning, Mario! You two do the most specific thing in the world. So you were together at a haunted house, and then you decide you're going to dedicate your lives to reviewing haunted houses. I think that's very beautiful.
I have a question, because I watched a documentary on haunted houses not too long ago, and some of them have you sign releases just in case you're, like, scared to death and you die.
That sounds like a publicity thing.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think? Like, no one... Well, you guys tell us. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Sona's right.
So,
when you sign a waiver, is it really protecting them from you being scared to death?
Well, I can tell you this much. You sign a waiver as soon as you buy a ticket. You will see in the back of the ticket, it says, we're not liable for injuries, whatever, as long as you followed by our rules. But as far as like an extreme haunt, and I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
What's an extreme haunt? That's like a very intense haunted house.
Right.
Sure, yeah. Like physical touching.
Physical touching, eh?
They torture you.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait. There's physical touching in a good way. Is there any... Oh, I'm thinking of a massage parlor. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking, wait, I might want to go to this. You know, I'd like that. I'd like to be touched and caressed. And then I realized, oh, I'm thinking of something else. You know, Scotty cares about the environment and has strong values they stand behind. Plus, Scotty's facial tissues are super soft, strong and absorbent, and easy on the wallet. Whether you've got allergies or just a case of the sniffles, stock up on Scotty's facial tissues so you can stop wiping your nose on your sleeve. Isn't that disgusting when people do that, Sona?
I just don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. I like to wipe my nose on your sleeve, but not my sleeve. Yeah.
Well, my sleeve is made of Scotty's tissues, so that's a...
I wonder. That's a very cool fashion statement. Hey, and stop offering guests toilet paper to blow their nose into. That's disgusting. Hand them a Scotty's facial tissue instead. You can find Scotty's facial tissues that come in beautiful box designs. Put one in every room. Why not? Make your guest feel like a king or queen. Hmm. If someone offers me a tissue, sometimes people say to me, Conan, would you like a tissue? I say, is it Scotty's? And if it's not, I just swat it away.
Oh, okay.
Scotty's is better at what counts. For more information, visit scottysfacial.com. Hey, check it out, Sona. Peak Design. I want to talk about them. They make travel gear that adapts to any trip, designed to help you create, commute, and explore.
That's nice.
It's incredible. Gear that's known for being meticulously engineered, ruggedly designed, responsibly made, and guaranteed for life. Guaranteed for life!
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's like a wedding vow.
Yeah. Oh.
It's incredible. They sent us this backpack. It looks really nice. It's a nice color. It's got a tech pouch. Keep all your cool tech stuff in there. Yep, well, that's nice. These guys are funny. They put the Mac and Me DVD in here. Paul Rudd will be thrilled. It's incredible. But I never travel without the Mac and Me DVD. I like these guys. Peak Design. And if you want to find out more, visit peakdesign.com/Conan for 20% off your first order. That's massive.
That is pretty good.
And then you can hit the road knowing you got Peak Design with you. And there's no better traveling companion. I just made up a little catchphrase for them. Okay, you freaks, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, and delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Right, guys?
That's what I think about all the time.
That's all I think about. I'm a real whiz. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. It just does.
Yeah.
Words.
So to reduce, what's that?
Words.
Yeah, exactly. That helped. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. You knew where I was going with this, right?
Yeah, I do. Please tell us what NetSuite is.
I shall. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system. It brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one, count them, one platform and one source of truth.
Yeah.
By bringing all your major business processes into one platform, you will not only improve efficiency, you'll also cut costs. Yep. NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessible from anywhere. That's why they call it the cloud. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. If you're not doing it, you should too. Hey, so do the math. That sounds aggressive. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Wow. Head to netsuite.com/Conan. netsuite.com/Conan. One more time if you weren't listening. netsuite.com/Conan. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have a social battery, and you can feel drained sometimes, you know? What I'm saying is, you know me, and sometimes I'm bursting with energy, and sometimes I get a little down. Well, you got to pay attention to your social battery and spread yourself a little more evenly, okay? Don't get spread too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, it's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. So all you do, and it makes it easy, fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that's important. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's right. I'm going to spell help. HELP.com/Conan. Is there such thing as an exotic, and I'm not asking because I'm interested, very interested, but is there a such thing as sort of a sexy haunted house where maybe there might be sexy ghosts and some touching? Is that possible?
I have one for you.
Yeah, well, I'm asking like as a reporter. Imagine I'm from the Wall Street Journal.
I know, you have to know this, right?
No, I'm writing a story. This is not me being a creep. This is me as a Wall Street Journal reporter who strangely has no ID. But anyway, tell me about a sexy haunted house.
So this is called Haunted Hoochie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What happens at Haunted Hoochie?
So we have not been there yet. It's actually somewhere in Ohio. I can't remember exactly where. But
sure. Somewhere in Ohio. Describe. I'm looking for Haunted Hoochie. Oh, yeah. Somewhere in Ohio.
And so what I've heard in the queue line is they have cages with strippers, and they're zombie strippers.
Yes, of course. The undead stripper.
Right. Exactly.
Wow. Okay. This is incredible. I'm learning so much. I didn't realize
there was so
much to this. There's another trope in haunted houses, which is the guy with the chainsaw. The leather face with the chainsaw. Is that a standard part of most haunted houses?
Yeah, it's usually like a finale thing. You know what I mean? They'll chase you the hell out of there, you know, a couple chainsaw guys. There's a good one in Indiana that has that for sure. They will chase them out of the parking lot, like pretty much.
Do they use real chainsaws, or is there a standard fake chainsaw?
It's totally like real, but without the chain part, you know? So you got the actual like motor running essentially and the smell of gas going on. So you feel like you're going to get pretty damn attacked.
There's actually talk of chainsaws not being a thing this year because of gas prices.
Who would have thunk?
See, you know what? I'm going to say that is probably the worst fallout of rising gas prices.
The worst.
Yeah. Is the effect on chainsaw wielding leather faces in extreme haunted houses. I think that's where it will be felt most. And I'm including failed generators at children's hospitals. I think that's just the worst thing. And I feel terrible for extreme haunted houses and what they're going through. And I think we should all take up a collection. This is amazing. You guys, here's another question I have for you. When you give a rating, do you give it by gravestones or skulls? Like you get 6 skulls, you get 5 skulls.
Some do, but we actually do out of 10.
Yeah. Number.
number. Yeah.
Can you do me a favor and just switch it to skulls or gravestones?
We'll do it.
We'll talk about
we'll,
it.
We'll okay. tell the owners that we're changing.
No, but
it
why? You know, you're acting like you're H&R Block or something. You know, this is your chance to have some fun. You
zombie
you work,
strippers.
Yeah, it's, you got nine zombie strippers
zombie
out of ten.
Strippers
you know,
six. And then but six what? Six skulls. Oh yeah, that feels a lot better.
Well, I'm telling you, it does feel a lot better. I'm trying to help you, and I'm trying to help the consumer as best
you.
I can.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. What would I do if I was in a haunted house? What would be my role? Could you see? Would there be something a role that I could play in a haunted house?
So I took it up with the website, or all because we actually have like 20 teams in around the country for right. the Scare Factor. So I took it up with them. Like, hey guys. I might be in the podcast. You know, they asked this question, what would Conan do? And they were like, well, mad scientist. That's
all
it.
Day.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
I could be a mad scientist. It's alive.
There you go.
It's alive. They laughed at me. They said it couldn't be done. Well, who's laughing now?
Perfect.
I was born to
You're
do that.
Hired.
Jumped into
that's at least nine skulls.
So quickly.
At least nine skulls right there.
That's the job I want. That's fantastic. Do you have any question for me, you guys? Is there anything way I can help you?
Yeah. What is your favorite haunted house?
Well, I'm trying to think of, I think it's the one I grew up in, I have to say.
Oh.
Nothing beats my childhood. It was filled with frightening characters. The unapproachable father, the nervous mother, the brother, Neil, that tortured and beat me, their brother, Luke, who was so much smarter than me. The grandmother in the attic. I mean, what's, you know, the dogs that needed to be walked. And somehow it was my turn when they weren't my dogs. That was my ghoulish haunted house.
Oh.
And it's available. It's in Brookline, Massachusetts. Check it out. I kid. To quote Triumph the Insult comic dog, I kid. I don't know. I just haven't been to a high volume of haunted houses. I've maybe been to one or two in my life. I know that's shocking to you guys because you probably can't think of a day you haven't been in one. But
a holiday, anything. Easter, I think, was the last one. Easter haunt.
What?
Yeah, Easter haunt.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Easter haunt. Easter was the last time you went to a haunted house?
I think so. That sounds about right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I have to say, Sona, I don't go to haunted houses.
I don't. You know what? I'm
trying
to think if I do too. I know. Have you gone to?
Well,
like,
I'm going to Haunted Hoochie. I'll go to Haunted Hoochie if you guys will go with
me. Yeah, that sounds great. We'll set it up.
Yes.
I need my wife to sign a permission form.
Me too.
But I'll check out Haunted Hoochie.
Yeah, you'll go to Ohio just for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I might. I mean, I'm. Look, I often have business somewhere in Ohio. So that'll probably bring me right near Haunted Hoochie, and I'll check it out.
You know what? They do off-season, so it's not strictly for Halloween. Just an FYI.
Yeah, I thought it was a year-round business. I just had that feel of being a year-round business. Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. I think you guys – you know what I like? I admire people that do – what they love. I think that's the greatest gift in life. And I think we're very lucky to live at a time during this American empire when just about anybody can make a living doing what they love. And you two love going to haunted houses and you figured out a way to make this a living. That's fantastic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I got to ask, off subject, I really enjoyed the Ghana movie poster you have with you and Andy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, totally, like, because that's part of our collection, too. We have, like, a Leprechaun poster, actually. You remember the old 93, you know, Jennifer Aniston Leprechaun movie?
Yeah, one of my friends.
Totally have a poster on that.
One of my good friends worked on a Leprechaun movie, Rodman Flanders, director. He's a very talented, brilliant director, and he worked on a Leprechaun film, and he is a lifelong fan of horror and appreciator of the genre. And yes, I went to Ghana, and what we found when we went to Ghana, I'm just explaining to people listening, if this part makes it in, is that there's a guy who paints movie posters there of movies that come to Ghana, and he often doesn't see the movies first.
It's amazing.
So he just paints anything that he imagines. So I described my show to him verbally, and then he painted a poster for our late night show And it's one of the craziest and most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yeah. I also love the depiction of my chest.
yeah, that was a good part.
Yes. Yes. It's a chest I will never have.
No, yeah. 10 skulls.
10 skulls.
10 skulls.
Oh, per peck. 5 per peck.
Anyway, I think you guys, I think you're doing the Lord's work. No, I'm going to change that. You're doing the Antichrist's work. But that's good
Jesus.
Work.
We've seen Jesus in a haunt a couple times. There's a, you know, Jesus Christ actor. That's pretty fun.
What? Yeah, wait. Why would Jesus be in a haunted house? Oh, guess. He rose from the dead.
Yeah, it was Easter haunt. That's what it was.
Yeah. He's the original zombie.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Hey, guys, here I am.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're here to pay our respects to Jesus. I'm back. That's a whole new twist.
He's the original zombie.
He is.
Oh, my God.
Think about it. Christ is the original zombie. And on the third day, he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. Yeah, I never thought of it that way. That's what if brilliant. He came back and just kicked ass and started ripping off Romans' heads? Ripped out Pontius Pilate's intestines through his anus.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, oh, my God. That's a whole new take. Jesus is back and he's kicking ass. Well, guys, it was really nice talking to you. Continued success. And I'll see you at the Haunted Hoochie.
Haunted Hoochie.
Castle.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll meet there.
I'll be there. I'll be dressed as a mad scientist.
There you go. Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.